Hey everybody, welcome in. Today on the show, we're going to talk about what it's like to invest in Texas, one of the favorite states of mine where I like to invest in real estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Show by Morris Invest. This channel is devoted to helping you become a more intelligent real estate investor. Now, recently, Texas has been in the headlines for a number of reasons, not just the big snowstorm that they had a little while ago that left the state stuck. Like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Snow in Texas, what's going on here? But because of other reasons, a lot of major companies, of course, making the move to Texas. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Lubbock, Texas is one of the best places to invest in the United States. Yes, West Texas. I know it doesn't get a lot of headlines unless you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who went to Texas Tech University, but it is one of those areas that is growing rapidly. And it's those areas that I love to invest, those areas where they're outside of major big cities, but still attracts a lot of business development and growth because of lower property taxes and cheaper land. So that's where we are building a number of properties ourselves. Lubbock, Texas, yes, is one of the best places to invest in the United States. Now, I know what you're thinking. Lubbock, Texas doesn't come to mind when you think about major U.S. cities or even major Texas cities. You know, all of the bells and whistles you hear about Houston and Dallas and Austin, of course, right? Apple building a new plant in Austin, Tesla moving there, Elon Musk selling his California homes to move his infrastructure to that area. But Lubbock is on the upswing. Now, the economy is booming. And because of its college presence and the healthcare system, Lubbock makes an incredible rental market. Now, we do extensive market research at our company, and I feel really confident in the profitability and the sustainability of the Lubbock market. Have you seen my video, by the way, on the 10 things that we look for in a rental market? We're going to link it right here in a card, so you've got to go check out that video. But Lubbock checks all of those boxes. You know, there will be times when we're looking at different cities to invest, and 8 out of the 10 are checked, 2 aren't, and we say, sorry, we are not going to build homes here, because we want to make sure that a market has all of those bells and whistles. And we were starting to do our analysis in Lubbock years before other people got wind of it. So managed to build hundreds of homes in that area long before other people got wind that Lubbock and those West Texas cities are starting to grow. In fact, many businesses moving to that area, Fortune 500 companies and others moving to Texas because of the benefits that state offers landlords. So here's some quick stats for you. The two biggest employers in Lubbock are Texas Tech University and Convent Health System. You know, when you fly into Lubbock Airport, you know, you typically have to fly into Houston and then Houston to Lubbock. So it's not a very easy way to get to, which is great for us as investors. And right now, when you fly in there, you're going to walk down and see a big Patrick Mahomes picture on the wall at the Lubbock Airport because of Texas Tech University. And of course, the healthcare system, together, they employ over 11,000 people. I think a lot of people think of Texas, they think of oil. That's it. The truth is that healthcare is a huge, huge driver of employment in the state of Texas, and especially West Texas. And Amazon, by the way, just committed to building a $24 million facility in the city. Texas is one of the cheapest places to invest. You can check out my video on why rental properties are more affordable in Texas. And obviously, look, there's a lot of land, right? And there's fantastic labor. We have some of the best contractors on our team that work in Texas. You know, but don't just take it from me. Here's what our investors, John and Archie, had to say. We ran into them when they came to visit their Texas rental properties.
I'm from Bountiful, Utah. I'm a general dentist, and I've been doing rental properties, I guess, for the last 6 years. Never had anything in Texas. I've done everything. I don't have anything in Utah either. I've got it in Missouri. I've got North Carolina, South Carolina, and some other places. But this looked pretty cool. And I kind of found it with, you know, Morris Invest, those guys, and started looking at some of their stuff on YouTube, really, and then started talking with them. And it sounded pretty intriguing, so I had to come down and check it out. Made it easy. It's easy. I mean, they helped me through the whole, you know, working through the self-directed IRA, getting that set up. It's been pretty seamless, pretty easy. Goal is I'm trying to get out of dentistry. I'd love to do it as a hobby more than, you know, full time right now. Mm-hmm. And the cash flowing real estate is pretty darn cool. I think this will be the 7th or 8th. There's a ton of stuff. I mean, I don't know where to start. If you just go on there and depending on where you are, I think there's something for everybody. If you're just beginning, or if you're halfway there, or really advanced, to find something. Lubbock is great. It's got a great feel to it. Small town. It seems like it's hopping. There's a lot of a lot of good stuff going on here, and it sounds like people are moving here from California and some of these other bigger places. So I think this has got a lot of potential.
Wife and I were driving across the country, coming back from vacation last year, and listening to real estate podcasts, and came across Clayton's information from Orson Best, and learned some things, and got interested, and really just jumped into it last year. So, you know, we live in Houston, and are invested in this city here in Lubbock. You know, the customer service side has been great. Talking to all the representatives from, the team, they're just like talking to friends on the phone. So it's been great from, the city side, and it's really appreciated. Long-term goal, I think asset diversification is one. The economy is kind of a scary thing right now, to be honest, and I've never been one who gets too emotional about upswings or downswings, but personally, I'm concerned about it, and I'm not getting any younger, so, with children now and things. Of course, everybody wants to, do good for themselves and build wealth. That's a large part of it, but also just diversification and maybe getting away from some more speculative investment options. I have 4 so far last year. Purchased 4 properties, mix of single family and duplexes. Cost segregation and the tax benefits, largely, what I was, undereducated about were the tax benefits of real estate. Would have been at it a long time ago if somebody would have just called me and said, hey, listen to this. So just had to randomly discover that. And, once we did, kind of jumped in head first, and it was very clear what we should be doing. It's been awesome. And this has been our only real estate, foyer. So don't have much to compare it to, but I don't know, how many other companies you could come to and hear that, hey, they'll give you a tour up there and say, yeah, we definitely want to do that, because just to get more educated and literally the leaders of the company come out and spend, an entire morning with you, driving you around town and educating you and answering all your questions. It's been very valuable just today, for sure.
So there you have it. That's what it's like to invest in Texas, one of my favorite markets. Now, if you're interested in picking up your very own Lubbock rental property, let's hop on the phone. You can head to our company website at morrisinvest.com and you book a 30-minute time slot. You pick it on your calendar and we will give you a phone call at that time. So go to morrisinvest.com right now if you're interested in a full-service rental real estate experience in the state of Texas. We'll see you next time, everyone.